Now, the city we're visiting next has been compared to Casablanca. We mean Casablanca as depicted in the Humphrey Bogart movie, full of exiles and intrigue and spies. Its modern-day counterpart may be Dubai, the rapidly growing city in the United Arab Emirates. It has lavish resorts and a freewheeling business climate, huge skyscrapers, and a lot of people from just across the Persian Gulf in Iran. Here's NPR's Ivan Watson.
Every week, hordes of young Iranians fly to Dubai to enjoy the city's sandy beaches and raucous nightclubs. Several times a year, these partygoers are joined by groups of young, anonymous Iranian activists who secretly travel here to attend Dr. Ramin Ahmadi's week-long workshops on how to start a nonviolent revolution in their homeland.
It is hard for the Iranian regime to identify a small group of activists who are there not to just go to discos or get drunk, but to sit around and talk about Martin Luther King and history of nonviolent movement in Eastern Europe.
Ahmadi, an Iranian exile based in Connecticut, insists he does not receive U.S. government funding for his workshops. The classes are often taught by veterans of the popular revolutions that toppled governments in Serbia and Ukraine. Ahmadi says these teachers have to adopt cloak-and-dagger tactics as soon as they land at Dubai airport to avoid what he describes as Iranian spies.
Usually we have protocols to make sure that the trainers are not followed. And when they are followed, to make sure that by changing hotels and so forth that they lose the people who are following them.
Dubai is an increasingly attractive destination for Iran watchers of all persuasions, in part because it's home to one of the largest Iranian expatriate communities in the world. Nasser Hashempour is the vice president of the Iranian Business Council in Dubai.
The population of Iranian expatriates living in UAE is between 450 to 500,000 registered, which it has been increased very much for the last 3 years.
It's also a major transit point for Iranian trade. Jean-Francois Seznek is a Persian Gulf expert at Georgetown University.
Dubai is being used, as a lung for Iran. I mean, they use it to breathe, really. It's a place where all the goods which cannot come into Iran because of the sanctions against Iran go through Dubai.
Last year, the U.S. State Department created what it calls an Iranian Regional Presence Office in Dubai. U.S. Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns said it would be a listening post. He compared it to Riga, the Latvian port city, which served as a window on the Soviet Union in the 1920s. A U.S. official here says the new office in Dubai only does diplomatic work. But the State Department isn't the only American agency using Dubai as a listening post.
Dubai is about the only window CIA has really into Iran, because it's impossible for the CIA to operate in Iran.
Bob Baer is a retired 21-year veteran of the CIA who used to run the agency's Iranian operations from Europe. He says for years, Dubai has been thoroughly infiltrated by Iranian intelligence.
We call Iranians working for us, we call them assets. And obviously, this shadow war against Iran, we've lost people. And among them have been Iranians. We've lost a couple of Iranian assets in Dubai, murdered, assassinated.
I think it's a very good image to call it the Casablanca, but it's Casablanca on steroids.
Georgetown University's Jean-Francois Seznek says it's only natural for both Iran and the U.S. to maintain a large intelligence presence in a city that is a frequent port of call for American warships patrolling the Persian Gulf.
We use Dubai as a place for R&R, for the fleet and whatnot. And the Iranians use Dubai as an R&R place. So everybody's sitting there and trying to figure out, who's who there and looking at each other and trying to gather information.
Emirates University professor Abdulkhalik Abdullah says he's not worried about all the spies in Dubai.
I think the world needs a place like Dubai. Especially in terms of tensions and in terms of crisis.
He argues that Dubai plays a vital role in a tense, militarized region by offering neutral ground where everyone is welcome. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Dubai.